I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And that's just what you're watching right now, is Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And of course, I am Dr. Bill, and I am the computer curmudgeon. As you can tell, I've been around a while. And particularly in computery things, all kinds of computery things, for many years, well over 30 years of professional computing behind me. When you put it that way, it just sounds like I'm some old dude, but I'm not actually. No, I'm only 58 years old, which is middle-aged. I mean, come on. You know, if you go on the 120-year system, so I'm not even quite too middle-aged. So I'm doing well. Anyway, I'm back. You say, Dr. Bill, where have you been? I've been on vacation, and I'm back. And I didn't tell you I was going in advance because you're not supposed to do that. You know what I'm saying? This is a new shirt, and I'm still breaking it in. It's kind of wardrobe malfunction. What can I say? You know, it just when you put on a brand new shirt, it just feels like it's not broken in properly yet. It's still new and fresh and that kind of thing. So, I digress. The point is, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters, as you might could tell from the thing on the lower third of the screen. Anyway, we are also brought to you this week by Lynda.com. Lynda.com, where you can learn all kinds of things, including how to do netcasts and podcasts and video and audio and things that go bump in the night, all kinds of things you can learn on Lynda.com. And here's how it works for Lynda.com. You will get a special 1 week free. Now see, there's nothing to pay. It's 1 week free. 1 week free if you simply go to our website, drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the lower third banner. You go to that website, you go down the right-hand column, and you click on the Lynda.com thing. And once you do that, as a matter of fact, if you go all the way to the very bottom of the first page, the footer, as it is called officially in web terminology, go to the footer, you will see it there as well. And you'll see a thing that says SEO Curious, Search Engine Optimization, XLS Curious. See, that's another form of thing that you can learn about. PSD Curious. If you're curious about these things, you want to know what in the world is he talking about, you can start your 1 week free trial by clicking on the Start Trial button. That's easy, isn't it? Anyway, or you can do it over on the right-hand column long thing there with the Lynda.com logo. So if you do that, you will be helping Dr. Bill tremendously and helping the show, okay? So I encourage you to do that, all right? Now, I must admit to something embarrassing. Yes, Fred, I know. I must admit to a lot of things that are embarrassing. Fred, as some of you may know, is my imaginary friend. Now, I did have someone write me recently that said, Dr. Bill, you're crazy. There is no imaginary friend. Well, I know that. It's a shtick. Okay? I had somebody write me one time and said, you know, well, actually, it wasn't just me. They were writing to a whole forum of podcasters on Google Plus. And they said, what do you think about a co-host? I said, I have a co-host, but he's imaginary. And they went, what? Well, of course, getting out of character for just a moment and talking to you as a podcaster, explaining the mechanics of podcasting, or netcasting, as I like to call it. What I do, you see, is I have a conversation with someone who's not there. I have to therefore keep the flow of the show, because I do this all off the cuff. I don't write anything down in advance. I do it off the cuff, and so I have to remember what the character of Fred is saying, and then respond to it, and then in post-production put it in as the lower third text. So you didn't know that I was having to keep it all going in my brain simultaneously. There's nobody off camera going whisper, whisper, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, back to the show. That was an aside, officially. But back to the show, you see Fred, with a PH, P-H-R-E-D, Fred, my imaginary friend, he likes to point out that I am culpable for a great many things on this netcast. And he did. So, what he's reminding me of is that last week I left off a news item that was very important for several reasons. The least of which is the actual news. The greatest of which is that it was contributed by someone out there watching the show that said, hey, Dr. Bill, here's an item for you, for your show. And then I put it on the blog, but I forgot to mention it. I'm sorry. That's so bad. Anyway, this was contributed by Joe Fingus from Twitter. And he is talking about the fact that Google has vowed that Android users would finally get official screen mirroring on Comcast through an update, and it's making good on that promise by rolling out Chromecast 1.7 app today, as he wrote it. Grab the new release and supporting devices, primarily from HTC, LG, and Samsung, and send just about anything to your TV just by hitting a cast screen button. If you're using a Nexus device, you won't even have to launch any software. The feature will pop up in Android's quick settings. Which, by the way, my Nexus 10 did upgrade to 4.4.4 of Android. Very, you know, what is that phrase I'm looking for? I don't remember now, but anyway, it's the same number repeating. At any rate, 4.4.4 of Android, and it has that cast screen button, which is cool. And this is an awesome update to Chromecast, and I should have mentioned it. Sorry I didn't. Anyway, so back to this week's stuff for the show. Let's try not to miss anything this go around. The first thing we want to talk about is that I have a video on the blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. And this is an interesting video. You should watch it. It's one of many videos that came out this week about Jibo. Jibo is the world's first family robot. It's cute. It's odd. It's a little freaky. It's kind of, you know, kind of, I don't know about this. But anyway, I think it would be fun to play with. And it's kind of supposed to be your, almost your assistant, you know. It reminds you of things and tells you things, and it tells kids bedtime stories. Although if I was a kid and this thing was telling me a bedtime story and putting pictures of scary animals on its screen, it might freak me out, you know what I'm saying? But I'm sure you get used to it. You get to thinking of Jibo as part of the family. Which, actually, I read another article this week that said that there was kind of a danger of Jibo becoming part of your family because you shouldn't be thinking of mechanical things as anthropomorphic entities. Whoa. In other words, don't humanize them. They're machines. If you start thinking of them as something other than a machine, then maybe you'll go wonky. Yes, Fred, I know there are those who think I'm already wonky. So maybe I shouldn't get a Jibo, right? After all, I have Fred. He's a digital assistant. Yeah, right. Anyway, Kindle, Amazon has released something very cool, something I'm tempted. They tempt me on this one. And that is Kindle, or Amazon has released for Kindle, the Kindle Unlimited account, which is basically an all-you-can-eat ebook account for just under $10 a month, $9.99 a month. So you pay the monthly fee and you have up to 600,000 books and thousands of audiobooks across a range of devices that you can listen to and read and so forth. Instead of tediously buying each one of them, you have access to all of them. Now, of course, at this point, you would have to keep paying the $9.99 forever to have access to all of them. If you quit, then you lose access. As opposed to when you buy them, you've got them in your account. So, I don't know. I'll have to think about that one. I suppose if you were going to pay it forever, you'd be good. So, anyway, and some of you might say, well, if I've already read the book or whatever, why would I care to read it again? Well, sometimes you do, particularly if they're Star Trek books, because I love Star Trek books. Matter of fact, it's one of the main things I did on vacation was read Star Trek books. Yes. Google promises better Chrome power usage. Now, there are those who've had issues, particularly on their laptops, with Chrome eating their battery. And they're not happy about that. Haven't been for a long time. And it's been a problem for quite a while. Years. And Google hasn't done anything about it up to now. But now they promise they will. Yes. He said, this is, they're interviewing this guy from Google. And he's the one that said that they're going to, let me read the thing. The issue, he wrote, is that Chrome doesn't return the system's processor to an idle state when it's not doing anything. Instead, Chrome sets a high system clock tick rate of 1 millisecond and leaves it at that rate, even if the browser is just running in the background. By comparison, Microsoft's Internet Explorer only ramps up the tick rate for processor-intensive tasks such as YouTube and otherwise returns it to the default rate of 15.625 milliseconds. According to Microsoft, setting the tick rate consistently at 1 millisecond can raise power consumption up to 25% depending on your hardware configuration. So, that's embarrassing that Microsoft would have a less battery-intensive browser than Chrome, because in every other way, from security to everything else, Chrome eats Internet Explorer's lunch. So, Google has decided, you know, guys, let's fix this. So that's what they're doing. They're working on fixing it. Oh! That drum roll is telling us it's time for the Geek Software of the Week. Wow. Geek Software of the Week this week is NearSoft's Opened Files View. Another one of those good old NearSoft utilities that has the long, strung-together name, Opened Files View. Now, the idea of this is it will display a list of all the open files on your system. For each opened file, additional information is displayed, the handle value, the read, write, delete, access, file position, and process that opened the file, and more. Optionally, you can close one or more of the open files and close the process that opened those files. The utility is especially useful if you try to delete, move, or open a file, and you get one of the following errors. Cannot delete file name. There has been a sharing violation. The source of the destination file may be in use. Have you ever gotten one of those? It's annoying. And usually you have to like reboot the machine and hope that it doesn't reopen the file so that you can delete it. Which doesn't always work if it starts automatically in the background, you know what I'm saying? Or another one you might see is, cannot delete file name, it's being used by another person or program, and close any programs that might be using the file and try again. Well, if you're the person using the computer and you don't remember opening it, then what are you going to do? So this allows you to go in and find the open file, close it, destroy the process, and then you'll be good. Okay? So, last item is another Chrome-y thing. Google Chrome, in this case, Chromebooks. Chromebooks are becoming a big deal in education. I've got a video on the blog. Of course, I've already mentioned drbill.tv. If you go to drbill.tv, click on these posts that are YouTube videos, then you'll be able to see what I'm talking about. Instead of going, what's he saying? Anyway, Google Chromebooks are a big deal in education is the headline. And what it's talking about is that Google sold, and its partners, sold a million Chromebooks in schools in the last quarter. Just passed. Overall PC sales worldwide were about 76 million in the last quarter, according to Gartner's latest numbers. So a million Chromebook sales just to the education market is a pretty good number. Okay, so in the early days of Chrome OS, there were people that said, what in the world? You're going to sell me a laptop that all it is a browser? What? Well, see, what you're missing with that kind of thinking is that most everything these days is browser-oriented, is web browser-oriented, meaning HTML5, programs running under the web browser, whatever. That's really pretty much all you need these days. You can word process. You can do spreadsheets. You can do presentations. You can edit video. I mean, I don't highly recommend that, but you can, particularly short ones. You can do drawing, you know, like graphical presentation type stuff. All kinds of things you can do through a web browser now. And you can even attach to other, you know, systems through your web browser. You can see the screen of the system through your web browser, through all kinds of applications that do that. Matter of fact, little added thing here, Chrome has a Chrome remote computing app that you can load in your Chromebook that will allow you to connect to other computers. They just added the feature that you can now do it to Linux computers as well as Windows computers. Cool. So anyway, I digress. The point is that you can do a lot with a Chrome browser on a laptop. And I love my Chromebook. You've heard me say that before. I really do. And so the school systems are using it. If you watch their video, it's a very nice video that illustrates that these kids, particularly, you know, inner city kids that maybe don't have internet at home and so forth, the school is setting them up with 3G wireless access to their Chromebooks, and they can actually communicate with each other after hours on their Chromebook and collaborate and do all kinds of things. It's pretty cool stuff. So anyway, pretty neat. I'm a big Chromebook fan, as you well know. So anyway, that'll do it for this week on the Dr. Bill Show. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.